I mean, for me, it's my 12th year now. So, you know, I'd have 4 or 5 head coaches, about 6 position coaches. Like, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to say I've gotten used to it because that sucks. But, you know, it just is what it is, I think. You know, obviously in the last 4 years, we couldn't take care of what we needed to take care of. And it was time for some change. So, you know, they did what they had to do. And now it's just time to go out there and grind. Like, at some point, you know, we all have to take accountability as a team and do what we have to do. You know, we can't sit here and be in the same spot year in and year out where, you know, we going into the year, everybody, you know, is promised and not taking care of business. So,
what kind of mark can Doug Marone instill in this team? You've been around him for a couple of years.
But... Yeah. Well, I think Doug is like a mixture of, like, Gus and, like, a mixture of, like, I don't know, Jack. If I had to compare, because he gives you like a perfect balance of like, you know, I'm going to praise you when you do things the right way, but if you're not, I'm going to hold you accountable for it. And I think, you know, that's what we need right now, especially with the you know, the youngsters that we have on the team, young studs trying to figure it out still. But being accountable is huge in this league, and if you can't trust somebody, that's big. So I think he's going to, you know, not put stress on you, but put pressure on you to go out there and be a pro.
There was so much optimism the last couple of years and so much talk by a lot of guys. Do you sense that it'll be quieter this offseason? And what is the confidence level into this?
For our sake, I hope so. I think that, you know, given our makeup and what we have on this team, I don't think we need any outside crowd noise. I think it's going to be all about the focus. I think, you know, the older guys are going to really have to come in, set the tone early. And just let them know what it's going to be. You know, I got about 3 or 4 more years left in me, you know what I mean? And I want to go out in the right way, and I want to be a part of something great. And, you know, it just is what it is, man. It's hard to talk about the same stuff year in and year out, you know? And, you know, so far with the moves we've been making, I think that we're going in the right direction. We have what it takes. The talent is there. You know, you don't go into a season and lose 8 games under 8 points or less. Like, that's crazy. Like, what, we got to win those games. Well, I'm sitting at home watching the playoffs and watching teams like Green Bay, who we should have beat. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm watching teams that are out there playing. And I'm like, yo, like, we had those Kansas City where we could have beat. Granted, yeah, they didn't have guys playing, but we didn't have a couple guys playing either. The parity is so good in this league that the margin for error is so small. You know, and that's what we have to clean up, like that little margin. We can't afford to shoot ourselves in the foot year in and year out.
A lot of that rides on the QB.
Yeah.
You know Blake, you've supported Blake, but man, it's a big year for number 5.
Oh, this is huge. I think that he understands that. And like I was just, you know, telling him up there, Blake is not a guy that doesn't want to be great, right? And he's not a guy that you draft, that you – bring in the top 5 and he just tanks it and doesn't really care because he went top 5. He's not that guy. He wants to be really good. I think that, you know, he'll have a long career. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a long career in this league, you're going to go through 2 years like that. Or who knows? You're going to have years like that, but it's going to be how you bounce back. And, you know, he has his work cut out ahead of him. And we all do. So I'm looking forward to getting back in there and, you know, just doing the little things right.
You know, Nate will put in his own system, but do you think him being still here will help Blake get on the same page quicker?
I think it was awesome that they brought Nate back just for Blake's development individually, just his development. We can't, you know, as a young quarterback in this league, you know how tough it is to play that position. You can't just keep bringing new coaches and new position coaches and new – that would take away your confidence. That would take away the cohesiveness. We talk about having a cohesive unit on offense. Well, you keep just bringing other guys in, that's never going to happen. So I think it was good that they brought him back. I think that they have a good rapport. I think that, you know, Nate is a great guy with, like, childlike faith. So his energy is crazy in the locker room. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back.
You're a run game guy.
For sure.
What went wrong before injuries?
I think I don't think we were ever on the same page as far as what our identity was, right? If you're going to run the ball, then that has to be what the focus is. If you're going to pass the ball, that has to be what it is. If you're going to be balanced, I just don't think that was, like, our focus on that wasn't as zeroed in as it should have been. And knowing that going in, we know who our offensive coordinator is, you know what I mean? And going and trying and figuring out what our identity is ASAP, right out the gate, would be good for us.